High actually works with Ohio and Kentucky public school districts, and we were able to partner with Duke Energy Foundation. And really what PI represents is the K-12 learning opportunity, hands-on learning opportunities that we bring to school districts. And we were talking to Superintendent Borchers, and we thought that there was a great partnership for bringing STEM opportunities to the Mary Goetz School, and PI wrote a grant, and Duke believes that it has opportunities for bringing more opportunities to Northern Kentucky students.
It's important to remind our listeners that STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. What will the students be involved in, and how will this grant help them solve their issue?
What PI brings to the table is we actually are partnering with a pharmaceutical company, and they are our PI partner. And essentially, the kids are going to be responsible for writing a challenge or a case challenge, and the pharmaceutical company is coming up with 7 different challenges that the kids will be doing and will be writing up as a case and also as an app. And so the kids will actually be writing a health and nutrition and wellness app with MyCleanse and PI and NKU. So we're pretty excited that the kids are providing a hands-on learning opportunity along with learning science, technology, engineering, math applications that actually apply what they're learning on a day-to-day basis.
And they're creating an app, so there's a real product at the end of the road. Is it difficult for such young kids to grasp the importance of research and STEM education?
It's actually not hard for them to grasp it at all. What we provide is an easy way to teach STEM, but in a way the kids aren't actually sitting at their desk.
You've got a very generous grant from Duke Energy, but are they in a way investing in their own future workforce?
Absolutely. Duke is a very smart company because they understand that one of the best ways to create a learned workforce is to help create it themselves. And so having them support this grant and this opportunity, essentially they are creating a more informed workforce for the future, for the 21st century. And we are so proud to partner with them on this grant and really provide new opportunities for Kentuckians, for Ohioans, and really for the kids of the future so that kids love what they learn and then use what they learn.
And we want to keep them here. What do you want the students and those involved in the partnership to take away from the experience?
What I want these students and teachers to take away from this partnership is to realize that the learning that they're utilizing in the classroom actually goes beyond the classroom, that the skills that they're learning are something that they can apply in everyday life. And that's really our aim, to show kids and to show teachers that what they're learning in that book has relevance to what they do on an everyday work schedule or an everyday challenge. Really, what we're doing here at PI is creating curriculum that that kids can experience, educators can experience, and it's really a mandate within the 45 states that have approved the core curriculum standards. So we are really on the front end of delivering new opportunities with collaborators, with companies, with organizations, and most especially with a K-12 student and educator.
You can find out how to get more information about the Partnership for Innovation in Education on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Mary Welsh-Schluter, thank you. Good luck with the program.
Thank you so much, Matt.